Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Alice 97.3 Instagram page. Follow the Alice 97.3 Instagram account and see what's happening on the station. Check out Sarah and Vinny's clips of the day. Maybe Scott Capurro will be on there. Mm-hmm. V-Hale's Happy Hour, Jane's Musical Adventures. It's all happening at the Alice 973 Instagram account. And now, our dear friend, Scott Capurro. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, you guys. I'm in the closet because Bryn made me.
That's right.
Bryn put you back in the closet.
Mm-hmm. He did, Wow. He wanted to see how I hang my stuff. So that's how it's done. Color-coded and alphabetized. Thank you very much.
It's very fancy.
You know, I don't think Vinny's ever been in your closet. I happen to know you have artwork hanging in your closet. Like,
I do.
Tons
there's,
of it.
There's that painting over my head. Mm-hmm. And other stuff.
Move it
because
around
we ran out of wall space.
Right. So why wouldn't you hang stuff in the closet? It's like the fanciest closet you've ever seen.
Well, it's a junior one bedroom.
I don't know why you'd ever come out.
I know. Because I could hide it. Because no one would ever know. Right, guys? Come on, guys. Yeah. But come on, guys.
It's funny you mentioned that. But before we get to all the things I want to talk to you about, got any gigs coming up you want to tell people about?
I do. On May 1st, I'll be at the Hearth on Geary. That club was the last gig I had before the pandemic began, March 12th last year.
Oh.
And now we'll be returning. The bar has been reopened, and they're looking for some performance. And it's a great place. My dad used to drink there. Hello. My dad used to drink there. And I'll be drinking there a little bit, too. Telling a few jokes. It's a great place. It's a real San Francisco favorite. So we'll be there May 1st.
The Hearth. And people can get tickets at scottcapurro.com.
I'll be putting that on the website soon, as soon as we deal with some details with the venue. Yes, they can.
Well, fantastic. Now that we've got the business part of this out of the way, let's have some fun.
Mm.
Have you ever taken a Belfie?
A Belfie? Is that a pill?
No. It's a picture of your butt.
It's called a Belfie?
This is a new thing. We're finding out all these new things today.
Well, the answer is yes, but I didn't know it had a name.
Well, it turns out it does.
All right.
Apparently, on the dating scene, people like pictures of butts. And one of the articles I read said something like, you know, your usual go-to picture with a puppy is not nearly as useful as a picture of your butt. So, you know, the recommendation is try that next time. A picture of your butt cheeks.
Mm. Or a picture of your puppy's butt, because puppy butts are cute, right? Always cute. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to work, but sure, try it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Well,
you and I are both out of the dating scene, so this is really more
Thankfully.
Information for the people who listen, but you know, either way.
Well, the question did come up this morning. Have either of you sent a Belfie to each other? I mean, Vinny and Scott have a
Scott
had a
sent us
for
a
years.
Picture of his wiener, mm-hmm. which we made 100 copies of and pasted it all over the CBS building.
Back in the old days before HR got involved.
Right.
That good times,
was a bit of
a
problem.
Good times. Yeah.
But no, I've never gotten a picture of Scott's butt. I have not.
That's not true. I sent you a photo of myself in a bathing suit just from just that part of my body. And your response was, looks a bit hairy. That's what you said.
I don't remember that, but you know, it's possible.
Maybe you blocked it, Vinny.
Yeah.
Well, I actually, you know, Scott's an attractive guy. I don't have a problem looking at him. The wiener picture was not requested, but
it's weird. They never are.
We had ton of fun with them, though. So it ended up, me and Icky made like 100 copies, and we taped them to every wall that didn't have something.
I just felt left out because you were sending photos of yours everywhere, and then Icky was taking his out at parties. And I thought, why am I not part of this group? So I wanted to be included. That's all.
And you were.
I was, really.
That's the thing with you. You're just too enthusiastic about that stuff. Mm. Everybody else, you know, you had a hem and hot. All right, I'll take it out. It is a party after all. Yeah, but you're like, hey, I'm leading with this. Hey
you guys. Hey, let's make an art gallery out of it. Come on, you guys. I should put all those photos up in here. There's a little wall space left in here for a couple of those photos.
Oh, I'm sure your husband would love that.
Yeah. He sees it a lot, though. He gets a lot of it. Oof, way too much. Yeah. So it's strange. It's strange, though, now with these photos people send to one another, because it's almost as if it's the first thing you see when you meet someone. You know what I mean?
As opposed to having
you
it being
know?
Revealed.
Well, I do like window shopping, and I like to know what I'm in for, I guess. But I kind of would like to know a little bit about, I would imagine, if
is
I was dating about
the person. Is this what defines you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's as if you're saying, this is all I am. This is it. This is all
well, maybe
get.
That's all
oh,
that's
I
on offer.
I don't think that's true at all. I think that what you're trying to say is, you know, hopefully you like what, you know, what you see, and that you'll want to, you know, have some. I don't know. It seems like a nice way of, you know, rounding out the dating picture. You sure wouldn't want someone. Look, and you know this more than, well, you and women know this. Wieners come in all different shapes and sizes. Mm. Maybe there's one you'd look at and go, that's not my type.
Never happened, but go on. Yeah.
It's never happened?
No. Don't be
You've never found one. Like Sarah found one and was like, oh, that thing's too small. I'm out of here. This date's over. You never had that happen to you?
I think you can always improvise. You know, it's like when you go to a dinner party and they're serving food you don't like, but there's one dish you think, I can manage with that. There's always a way to manage. A bit of salt. Bit of olive oil, microwave it. I don't know, do something with it. Make it interesting.
So you're not discriminating at all?
Not about that. No.
Okay.
Never. Never have been. Never will be. It's about numbers. It's all about numbers.
I don't get it. Why is it about numbers?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
It's not about quality. It's about quantity. It's like how many.
How much how many can get thrown at me?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. So if you see one that's, you know, maybe one person would find that inadequate, but you're like, well, there's four more in the room. Like, I'll just, you know, we'll writhe around and everyone will get...
We'll work through it. Yeah, we'll get through this. Yeah, yeah.
It really is a whole nother mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about finding a way to make everyone feel, to be satisfied. Like less is more sometimes, you know? I mean, maybe that part's not great, but there's other areas that are, well, this is good. Oh, look at that.
What,
is
the guy's mouth sewn shut? I mean.
Yeah, look at that. There's no, that's a gaping ear.
I appreciate your attitude, and I think it's a good one, but I don't normally, especially with Sarah on the show, the less is more thing is not true. She's always, you know,
well, listen, that wasn't just less. That was just nothing. They're always like, this guy doesn't have one. So I didn't feel bad about it at the time. I was young and selfish, more selfish than I am now, I guess, marginally. But now I feel bad about my reaction. Like, what a horrible person I am to have made him feel so small.
I wonder if he still remembers it and talks about it like you do. I wonder if he remembers.
I know he had kids rejection. Later. So it's clearly he got some.
It has to sting. I mean, and you can't, you know what? What if you're not the only lady who went, no, this date's over?
Well, it was really surprising. All
yeah,
I have to say.
Like a you peanut, know, like a little peanut, little peanut. Where teeny.
See, the thing that's wrong about what you're making the pinky motion now. If he could have ordered a bigger one, he would have.
Oh, right. Mm. As an adult now, as a grown woman who gets that bodies come in all shapes and sizes, and I was what an awful person I was. I'm actually quite ashamed of my reaction. What I should have done is made up some lie about how our personalities didn't match up.
There you go. You know?
Or maybe your area is a bit too big. Could be
maybe that's it.
You know? Maybe you need to shrink that down a bit.
Maybe.
Said every guy with a small one ever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Back to Kegels, Sarah. Back to Kegels.
Look, it's possible, right?
Yeah,
sure.
And I know that now as an adult. Yeah. Like it is actually quite a regret on my part. We even have a song about it. I mean...
Oh, my God.
John and I, we have songs about everything, so we sing about that guy.
Do you want to do a little dance about it, right? A little expressionistic dance right now? You can be a wind chime and express your grief. You want to do that? That'd be fun.
No. If you want to, I mean, it sounds like you might want to. Do you have an expressionistic wind chime dance that you do for people with small areas?
Yeah, I can't do it in the closet, though, because it involves a hula hoop and a wet cloth. But I'll do it for you when you two...
Maybe we'll have you on the happy hour tomorrow night.
And you that'd be fantastic. That for us. So
and other people can do their interpretive dance. That'll be
great.
Fun.
Perfect.
Yes. Hey, there was another thing I wanted to ask you about.
Hey.
I'm sure that you do not watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Well, I read that an ex-bachelor just came out.
Yeah.
I know.
So if it was a gay bachelor or gay bachelorette thing, would you be more likely to watch it? Would that
they don't do
more?
That yet? I'm surprised
well,
they
now,
don't.
Well, now, no, they don't. But they're talking about it. They're like, oh, well, because he was a, look, this guy's name is Colton Underwood. He was on, I don't know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Mm. I don't know when. I'm sorry. He was a bachelor in 2019. 2 years ago.
All right.
Okay. It just seems like a long time ago.
Awkward, yeah. Time's flying, yeah.
And he was, his big thing was he was an NFL player. He had been, I think he was, did we find out he was a Charger yesterday?
He was a Raider.
Oh, he's a Raider. Okay.
I bet he was.
He wasn't, though. That's the thing. He was,
he
his
was the
whole
virgin
thing was he
bachelor.
Was a virgin. Oh. So I don't know why I didn't think to myself, virgin, NFL player, big man on campus. Like, this is a guy who was a superstar through college. Like, of course he was gay. Like, now it's so obvious in retrospect, right?
Yeah.
So he's talking about, they're talking about, oh, we should do a gay bachelor now. And I'm like, not with this guy. This guy's, you know, maybe he could be one of the competitors aiming for the bachelor's heart. But this
there
is a guy who lies. I mean,
or he could be a commentator.
To himself. Okay. Yeah. Maybe he could be a host of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He could host a little show after, like a little post-gay bachelor show.
Here's
where they
the
talk
other
about
thing.
It.
Though that after he broke up with the girl on the show that he this chick Cassie won him, you know, on The Bachelor, she had to get a restraining order against him because he was stalking her.
What?
Yes.
Oh, so he's not a good guy.
I don't know what's going on with him, but maybe he lost his virginity to her, and so that was
I never
so
watched
significant
this show,
to
but...
him. No, he seemed so milquetoast. He really seemed like just the nicest, sweetest guy. He's a virgin. Everything's so important to him. And
you know, though, don't trust. Sometimes with these media releases, like stalking, or you know, he's milquetoast. All this is camouflage, and he's so used to playing a role of a heterosexual or of someone who's kind of asexual, or you can't really tell. He's so used to covering up. And so are the people around him, whatever his team want to do, you know. Like when you hear in the 1950s, it was always stated that, oh, like Rock Hudson, a real ladies' man. And when you start hearing about all the ladies and all the marriages and all the stalkings and all, you know what I mean, all the charges against them and stuff.
Oh.
It's just all meant to
build the myth that this
exactly.
person is.
Yes. Indigenous. And they've done that with athletes in the past. I could name a few right now, one of whom is deceased recently. Who had charges against him when really the rumor, it wasn't just a rumor, but the fact among sports writers was that he was gay and had always been. And it's in fact why he refused to play himself in a TV show about him, because he didn't want to play himself. He didn't want to play that myth anymore. Hmm. So these things, you know, they kind of build on themselves, especially in the sports world.
I find it, and that's, you know, that's a place that's got to be very difficult to come out. I mean, this is a guy who was into sports, and we're talking about The Bachelor, Colton Underwood, who just came out, and to the surprise of everyone. Mm. I mean, in retrospect, maybe it should have been the surprise of no one. But you're right. He grew up in a culture where if you were good at sports, here you are around all this machismo, and you can't be the guy who's, you know.
You put yourself in danger
right?
if you are.
Sure.
In more danger, yeah.
He put a tracking device on her car.
Yeah, he was supposedly
What?
Yeah, he put it in and stood outside her apartment at 2 a.m., sent harassing text messages to her and her family and friends. So she filed a restraining order against him.
He's obviously got some issues. And this is what, you know.
That's why I think he shouldn't be the actual bachelor. If they're going to do
a gay
bachelor, he could be on it.
Yeah, they should remove him from that. But, you know, this is why the numbers of, you know, of suicide and drug addiction amongst young gay youths until recently were so high, and they still are in certain parts of the country, because, you know, This is how people act out when they when they can't be who they are.
What an interesting and weird thing to have happened that he's with someone he's not even sexually interested in, and yet for whatever reason he's
obsessed.
Like, wow, that is.
Well, he was trying real hard. Like, maybe he had in his head he was going to try to make this one work and have a quote-unquote normal family and, you know, make everyone in his family. He says he's known since he was a freshman in high school.
Well, people tell you what's good for you, and you feel, you know, like you're supposed to. You should do this, and you go, okay. Whatever that is, whether it's...
I mean,
you know,
the next step with him might be either he'll recover from this or he'll go downhill, which would be sad, right?
Well, you'd like to think that someone comes to terms with who they are and decides to let the world know.
There's nothing to even be bothered by. He's, you know, fine. Be gay. That's great. I mean, I'm talking about having to eat my broccoli when I'm five. I don't know what, you know, why he would force himself to like girls after his career's over makes no sense at all.
It's such a struggle, though, because you have this idea in your head of who you are. And he had a, he probably had offers made to him in the sports world.
Right.
That maybe he couldn't pursue if he was out. I mean, it's still a real, it's a real struggle for people in
he
athletics.
He's really nervous about how people are going to react about this.
And maybe his family are into, who knows?
You that's know, what I'm thinking. You know, a lot of times it's not so easy for someone to come out because they really do risk their relationship with the family. Like, the family is so let down by it, or, you know, they just...
Luckily, my family was prepared. They kind
Well, you were, it was really obvious with you. Like, you didn't spend... Didn't you spend like 6 months when you first started being a stand-up comedian pretending you were straight?
Yeah, like 3 years in LA.
Three whole years?
Yes.
And was everyone like, why are you talking about ladies?
Well, everybody on stage was straight. I mean, I was working with people like Rosie O'Donnell hosting shows.
Don't you love honking boobies?
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Honk.
Where's my like, drum hit, Bryn?
Tokyo, come in, Tokyo. Thank you. Women and toilet paper. What's all that about? Thank you. See you at home. Enjoy the curly fries. I mean, I just tried to fill time on stage. I didn't know what I was saying. You know.
Well, you were finding your way as a comedian.
Yeah. And I mean, I didn't know anyone. You know, I knew comedians. I knew a few.
You were saying you were on with Rosie O'Donnell. Was she also pretending to be straight?
Yeah. She was hosting the show. She was really brutal. I mean, she had a really aggressive stance on stage. And she would go after women trying to get their boyfriends from them. It was funny, but it's like, it was confusing as well with her. And then others, you know.
Because really, she's just trying to get their boyfriend away from them.
It was odd. And I didn't
Well, look, it's sad that we have to... Right, exactly. I think it's a kid coming up now has far more role models that they can look to and hear way more people's personal stories about their own struggles. There's just a lot more support. And people are just so over it. Like, okay.
It was so clear to me that it was made clear to me because I was so young, I didn't get it. But it was made clear to me by older comedians that if I, you know, fulfilled their demand, that I would move forward. And it made me so uncomfortable because I didn't understand the politics of it, you know.
Fulfilled their demand as in?
I mean, Pauly Shore made it clear to me that if I, you know, hung out with him, that I could play his mom's club. And I just...
Hung out with him? What are you saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, hung out with him, you know, late at night, you know.
No, I don't know.
No, tell us. If
I went
home
with him, if I went back with him.
Oh, you and Pauly Shore, huh?
Yeah. And I was 25. I'm 24 years old, you know. I didn't know what was going on.
And I was getting a scoop here. This is of all the time.
I've never heard the Pauly Shore story in my life, and I've dug deep into this guy.
Yeah.
What are you telling me?
He was pretty clear about what would happen if
and
I went back to his
place. Did that
in
fact happen?
No.
Oh, you didn't go.
Oh, you didn't.
No, no. I didn't get it. I was at, Sarah, seriously, and I understand when women talk about this, and maybe heterosexual men don't get it, but when women mention in a workplace that they're actually afraid for their own safety, I'm my palms are sweating right now just thinking about it. I know exactly how that feels. Oh. Because he was making advances, and it scared the hell out of me. I mean, I just didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what would happen, you know? You know what I mean? I didn't know if I went there, what would occur.
You talk with such bravado about things, you know.
But I was so young then.
Right.
Long before I met you two. Right. And I was in LA and I was waiting tables and I just wanted to tell jokes. I was hanging out at this comedy club and I didn't have any friends or know anyone, you know. And here's this guy in his Jeep hanging out.
Right.
You know, getting closer and closer and stuff. And I'm like, I have, you know, I was also, involved and, you know. with someone and living with someone and didn't want to pursue anything else. So it was clumsy.
Wow.
I didn't handle it well.
We're going to have to explore this in depth on a secret show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love to. Yeah. There's more detail.
I'm sure there is. We're out of time. You're playing May 1st at the Hearth, and people can get tickets for that at scottcaparo.com. What a wonderfully informative session this has been. I hope it helped you as well.
I hope you photograph your bum and enjoy it.
No, I won't. But I hope that you continue to photograph your bum. Don't leave Vinny out of the text.
Close up.
You know.
Mm. All right. Yeah.
All right. Scott Caparo, everybody.
Love
Thank
you, guys.
You so much, Scott. We'll be back right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.